Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD but Make It Spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, sometimes that little voice in your head sounds a lot like a marching band playing polka music while juggling chainsaws. You know what I mean. Today we're diving into something super powerful, mindfulness for focus. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, not another meditation guru, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, although that would be pretty awesome. It's about finding little pockets of peace amidst the chaos, those magical moments where your brain actually feels like it's on the same page as you. Ever felt like your attention span is shorter than a goldfish's memory? You know that feeling when you start tackling a task and suddenly realize you are halfway through another episode of your favorite show? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged and chanting om, although that can be helpful to you. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts without judgment, and gently guiding your focus back to what's at hand. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of mindfulness for focus. First off, remember that your brain is like a muscle. The more you train it to stay present, the stronger it gets. Think about it like this: if you want to get good at playing the guitar, you wouldn't just expect to shred after one practice session, right? You need consistent effort and dedication. Mindfulness is the same way. Secondly, breathe, babe. Seriously, take a few deep breaths whenever you feel your mind wandering. Inhale for a count of 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4. This simple act can ground you instantly and bring back that precious focus. Third, break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither was your masterpiece project. When a task feels overwhelming, it's easy to get lost in the maze of your own mind. But by breaking it down into smaller steps, you create a sense of accomplishment with each milestone, keeping that motivation flowing. Fourth, create a mindful environment. This means minimizing distractions, put your phone on silent, seriously, do it. Close the necessary tabs on your computer and tell those around you to give you some brain space for a bit. Think of it as creating a sanctuary for your focus. Finally, don't beat yourself up when your mind wanders. It's totally normal. Just gently acknowledge the thought, let it pass, and redirect your attention back to the present moment. Mindfulness is a practice, not a perfect state. Be kind to yourself along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to write a blog post or maybe a killer email to your boss. You sit down with all the good intentions in the world, but within minutes, you are daydreaming about that delicious pizza you had last night. Your mind is racing, thoughts are bouncing off each other like pinball champions, and suddenly that blank page feels more daunting than Everest. Sound familiar? That's where mindfulness comes in. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the feel of your fingers tapping on the keyboard, the gentle hum of the fan in the background, anything to bring you back to the present moment. Then start writing, one word at a time, letting those thoughts flow naturally onto the page. You might be surprised how much easier it becomes to focus when you're not battling your own mind. So remember, beautiful souls, mindfulness is your superpower. It's about training your brain to stay present, finding pockets of peace amidst the chaos, and harnessing that laser-like focus to accomplish your goals. Don't just take my word for it, though. Try incorporating these tips into your daily life even for a few minutes at a time. You might be surprised by how much of a difference it makes. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember that you're not alone. We're all in this together, navigating the wild ride of ADHD one mindful moment at a time. Now go out there and rock your day. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that they are capable of amazing things even when their brain feels like it's playing disco in a hurricane.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.